So this morning, I'd like you to take your Bibles and open them to Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11. Not too long ago, I was listening to Focus on the Family, and the topic of that particular evening was on faith. And as the program was winding down, the lady who was being interviewed mentioned a song that I remember singing in Sunday school as a kid. And many of you, I'm sure, know it as well. But before I get to the story of that song and where it came from, I would like you to open your Bibles to Hebrews 1, 11, 1, and then verse 6, and then 35 to 40. Faith. My Bible says great examples of faith. And the chapter 11, verse 1 tells us exactly what faith is, according to Paul, and I believe he is right. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. And think about that for a little while. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. So faith is an important thing. Now verse 6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. If you don't believe in God, why would you have faith in him? This is a very true statement. And you also have to believe that there is a reward for believing in God. And that reward is that we're going to be with him in heaven. So let's turn to 33. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. From about 8 to 33, it names all the people in the Bible who had lived by faith. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned into strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Women received their loved ones back again from death. Remember the lady from Schumann? But others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection. Some were jeered at, and their backs were cut open with whips. Others were chained in prison. Some died by being strong. Some were sawed in half. And others were killed with the sword. Some went about wearing skins of sheep and goats, destitute and oppressed and mistreated. They were too good for this world, wandering over deserts and mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. But all these people earned a good reputation because of their faith. Yet none of them received all that God had promised. For God has something better in mind for us, so that they would not reach perfection without us. And of course, that's again going to heaven to be with God and Jesus. How many of you know the song, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus"? Many of you. You know the story behind it? This is probably one of the first or second song I ever learned in English, because at that time our Sunday school is still German, and I don't know exactly why, but the teacher that was there, she wanted us to know this song. And because I was listening to this, what's so special about this song? But 150 years ago, there was a great revival in Wales, England, and as a result of this, many missionaries came from England and Germany to northeast India to spread the gospel. At that time, northeast India was not divided into as many states as it is today. The region was known as Assam and comprised hundreds of tribes. The tribal communities were quite primitive and aggressive by nature. The tribes were also called headhunters because of social custom which requires male members of the community to collect as many heads as possible. A man's strength and ability to protect his wife was assessed by the number of heads he had collected. Therefore, a youth of marriageable age would try and collect as many heads as possible, hang them on the walls of his house. The more heads a man had, the more eligible he was considered. And into this hostile and aggressive community came a group of Welsh missionaries spreading the message of love, peace, and hope of Jesus Christ. Naturally, they weren't welcomed. One Welsh missionary succeeded in converting one man, his wife, now I lost my spot, and two children. This man's faith proved contagious, and many villagers began to accept Christianity. Angry, the village chief summoned all the villagers. He then called the family who had first converted to renounce their faith in public to face execution. Moved by the Holy Spirit, the man instantly composed a song which became famous down the years. He sang, "I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back." Enraged at the refusal of this man, the chief ordered his archers to shoot his children. "And we will shoot your wife too if you don't recant." But the man sang these words in reply, "Though no one joins me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back." The chief was beside himself with fury and ordered his wife to be arrowed down too. In a moment, she joined her two children in death. Now the chief asked for the last time, "I will give you one more opportunity to deny your faith and live." In the faith of death, the man sang the final memorable lines, "The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back." He was shot dead like the rest of his family. But with their death, a miracle took place. The chief who had ordered these killings was moved by the faith of the man, and he wondered, why should this man, his wife and two children, die for a man who lived far away in another continent 2,000 years ago? There must be some supernatural power behind the family, and I too want this power. In a spontaneous confession of his faith, he declared, "I too belong to Jesus." When the crowd heard this from the mouth of their chief, the whole village accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. And the little question here is, why? Why, God, why did they have to die? How's your faith? Could we do this? How's your faith if things go wrong? I'm thinking of Harold now as he is going through what he's going through. I know Harold and I know he's got faith. But let's make sure our faith is strong. And let's remember that the faith that we need when things aren't going well, we also need when things are going very well.